On the Allen Kelly and Company Train Hotline, the voice of the Carolina Hurricanes, Mr. John Forslund. John, I want to go back. And we have, by the way, Canes and the St. Louis Blues tonight, starting at 7 o'clock with the pregame show on Fox Sports Carolinas, and Stormwatch starring Alec Campbell also rolls at 7 o'clock. If we go back to the morning of December 31st, the Hurricanes and the Blues had essentially the same record. They were 15-17-5. The Blues were 15-17-4. They were each 1 point out of last place in their respective conferences. And now these are the two hottest teams in their respective sides of the NHL bracket. What?
It's amazing, isn't it? In St. Louis's case, they fired the coach 2 weeks before.
Right.
You know, you look at their roster man for man, and I thought they would be in the playoff mix at the start of the season, and then it looked like they would be, you know, a lottery draft pick in that neighborhood. And then they were able to, you know, lift themselves up and turn it around, and the same thing for the Hurricanes. But the interesting thing is, as well as they both played with 19 wins each, as well as they've scored, as well as they've defended, as well as the goaltending has been great on both sides, it has to continue. Because if you just take a little bit of a breath for a week and start to slip, it's amazing what can happen. So that can be said for every team that's in the mix right now. But for these teams that have played this well so long, I think it's even harder because they haven't experienced much adversity in weeks. Mm-hmm. And when that starts to creep in, whether it be travel, scheduling, injuries, or bad play, you got to know how to handle it. And that's going to be the trick in the month of March for the Hurricanes.
Yeah, injuries would be the first thing I go to. John Forslund, play-by-play man for the Carolina Hurricanes, joining us on the Allen Kelly and Company Train Hotline with the Blues in town at PNC Arena. You know, great win, exciting win, 6-1, great storm surge, but buried is the fact that they had some key players suffer some injuries. So I guess now it's that adversity that you talked to and players stepping up to keep this thing going.
Yeah, the only thing about that, Joe, is in a game like that with a lopsided score, if there's anything close to a situation injury-wise, they're probably going to shelve the player and let the player take the rest of the night off. And I think that happened certainly for Michael Ferland, who was up and ready to practice yesterday, will be in the lineup tonight. And for Justin Falk, who didn't practice yesterday but took a full morning skate and it looks like he will play tonight, nothing serious. Calvin DeHaan, that's uncharted waters. That's a post-game workout injury. In front of everybody, including the media. And, you know, this, I think it's going to be a situation for him that'll probably extend into next week, but I don't think it'll be any longer than that. So good news, I would imagine, on all fronts here.
Yeah, I talked to Rod Brind'Amour earlier today about that. And as I was asking the question, you could see him rolling his eyes because this team has been really built from the goal mouth out, but it's really from the defense out. And the core of this team is defense, and they didn't bring any NHL, you know, veteran reinforcements to give them a little bit of a safety net. So if Falk and DeHaan could not play today, they were looking at two. I mean, Hayden Fleury played 67 games last year, but he hadn't played much this year. And Jake Bean both being in the lineup, that's not the recipe you want when you get down here in the month of March.
No, and that was the one shocking thing that we talked about right here. We talked about no insurance policies, you know, through a trade, through a mid-round draft choice, or just, you know, anybody that has some NHL experience that you can just keep in the stable and then insert. They opted not to do that. They opted to go down this road, which is they'll utilize players in Charlotte. And, you know, I think they do have some guys in Charlotte aside from the two that are here now. And it looks like Fleury will play tonight. But with McEwen and Carrick, I mean, they've got some guys that are a little more seasoned than this. And maybe they wanted to reward Bean a little bit for the way he's played. He's put up some pretty good offensive numbers down there recently. He's got 10 goals in the American Hockey League as a defenseman. That's pretty good. And he's a first-round pick. So, you know, those players always seem to get favored. But we'll see what happens as they move along. But you're right. I think when you're running the risk of putting players into the fire, and usually those guys come up and they're excited to be in the National Hockey League, but they don't have full understanding of the pressure or the circumstances when they get here. And these games are playoff games. And so you have to, you know, be ready to perform and not just be happy to be here.
A long time ago, Rod Brind'Amour took the standings down. For people who don't know, and it's been the custom for years, where the standings have been posted in the locker room. He took those down a long time ago. They have not looked at the standings as a unit. I'm sure every single player in the room knows where they are. But does that help a team that still has so many, if 19 games to play and they probably still need to win 12 of them, does it help a team because they're already conditioned to not caring about what everybody else is doing?
I think it goes both ways. I mean, I've heard coaches talk about the reason why those standings were there in the first place. And the standings were there in the first place so they wouldn't lose hold of where they're at. So that false sense of security wouldn't creep in. Where every time you walked into the changing room or the workout room or the shower or whatever, you would see the standings. Oh, there we are. And in the past few years, it wasn't very good. So I think you can have a little bit of both. I think it's a coach's preference. In this case, I think he's more about the group. And every, as you know, every time you talk to Rod about every circumstance, the other team, the game plan, you know, how do you shut down Connor McDavid, so to speak? It's, well, we need to do what we need to do, and then we'll be okay. And that's not uncommon either. So many coaches have said that over the years. But he's all about them, the team that's in the Kane locker room. He's all about some of the phrases they have up on the wall. And that's it. And I don't think he really cares. As long as they take care of business, then he would look at it as a foregone conclusion that the standings would be right. And he might be right, because as of today, they are.
John Forslin joining us here on the Alan Kelly and Company Train Hotline. It'll be Curtis McIlhenny tonight, and more than likely it will be Peter Mrazek tomorrow. The Blues have been riding just an uncommonly hot goaltender that came out of nowhere in Jordan Binnington. For Hurricanes fans who thought, well, where's Jake Allen? And Carter Hutton, of course, is in Buffalo. Can you explain how Jordan Binnington happens?
Well, it happens because that position takes a long while for some, and it takes a lot of circumstances to fall into place just for a goalie to get the net in the first place. And a lot of this has to do with their mental and physical maturation at the pro level, and also the opportunity all these goalies get at the pro level. So the nature of the position is one that if you play well, kind of you're in, so to speak. And if you continue to play well and the team gets confident and everybody's happy the way that things are going, most coaches aren't going to change the goalie. So in this young man's case, here's a guy who's, you know, 25 going on 26, who in his draft year of 2011 was the third best junior rated goaltender in the draft, who came in with a lot of high expectation. And for whatever reason, you know, kind of floundered around a little bit, or just didn't have bang up success early, and never sniffed an NHL job, and was lucky probably to play in an exhibition game. But in the season before last season, he was even put in a place in the minor leagues by St. Louis, where he had to play in another organization's minor league system because they just had too many goalies,
right,
and there wasn't room for him with the primary affiliate. So he didn't even get the nod there because their guy was playing. But this year, he again was number two at the American Hockey League level with their primary affiliate, and their number one got hurt. And then he took off and he started to play and play well. And then they had all kinds of issues with the Blues, and they needed a goalie, and he came in and he's played extremely well with 5 shutouts since his recall, an unbelievable record, and a goals against at south of 2 and a save percentage around 95%. And so now he's the soup of the day. That's the way it is. And so as much as you look at opportunity for defensemen and forwards and other athletes and other professional sports, with goaltending, it's kind of a little bit different because you might never get that chance again. Yeah. You're playing for your life every time you're in there. It's a god-awful position.
John Forslin, play-by-play man for the Carolina Hurricanes, are in action tonight at PNC Arena. Actually, Adam, I totally forgot to ask you earlier today, maybe John knows or you both know, how will Fortnite Season 8 affect tonight's performance from the Canes? Because I know there's a lot of game players on the roster. I know my kids were very excited about the new season yesterday.
I didn't get a chance to ask Tara Vinen about it.
You're asking the wrong guy, but I think you have a point.
Okay. Yeah, I have a point.
You might want to ask Sebastian Aho. He would really know.
Well, he and Tara Vinen are definitely Fortnite players. I wanted to ask Tara Vinen. Aho doesn't take kindly, I think, to joking about things, certainly not on game days.
No.
He is a very serious character. But I am. If things go well tonight, I will bring it up to Teravainen.
Okay.
Just so
he had a nice daddy comment the other night about Justin Williams.
He did.
So. Well, I'm sure Justin appreciated that.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm sure he appreciated it. All right, John, we will see you tonight at PNC Arena, 7:30 opening faceoff, the red hot St. Louis Blues versus the red hot Carolina Hurricanes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys. Take care.